We're in a vital period now when we can envision new ways to live, grow, heal the planet and ourselves. And that includes our economy and the financial system. Discover how you can contribute to a new way of life with your own visions for the future. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that this weekend, I'll be at the Northwest Astrological Conference in Tukwila, Washington, which is being held at the Doubletree Suites behind South Center Mall. If you drop by there Friday afternoon, Saturday, or Sunday from 9 to 6, you'll have the opportunity to buy a 2009 Good Timing Guide for only $13. That's an event special for this weekend only, and only at the Northwest Astrological Conference at the Doubletree Suites. That's the Tall Hotel in Tukwila, Washington. Now, look for the conference trade show on the main floor. My Good Timing Guides will be in the bookstore there. And I'll also have some of my Einstein business books available there, too. This is the largest regional astrological conference of this type near here. So if you're interested in astrology, take advantage of this opportunity. Lots of top astrologers from around the world are at this conference today, Saturday, and Sunday at the Doubletree Suites in Tukwila, Washington. Now, for directions to the hotel, you can call 206-575-8220. That number again, 206-575-8220. So, what's up in the heavens? Holy cow, I hope your week was better than mine. This past Tuesday was the day from hell for me. It's extremely rare for me to have a bad day, but that was an incredibly tough day for me. So thank heavens, the rest of the week was better. But we're in the midst of one tough Mercury retrograde, which will continue through May 30th. And I want to give you fair warning that the communication, computer, and transportation challenges we're having are not going to stop until mid-June. So be prepared. Mercury is also in a major square to Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron, which makes this Mercury retrograde 10 times harder than normal. This is because we're all subject to miscommunications due to confusion, lack of details, wrong information, misleading information, and even deceit. To make matters worse, with the square to Jupiter, we get lots of these miscommunications to deal with. And to really give it an added tweak, Mercury square Chiron adds some verbal wounding to the scene. Oh, what fun we're having. So that square continues through June 15th, although it lessens a bit after June 13th. So we've all got to get with the program or we'll be nuts long before this is over. So here's what to do. First, start double-checking everything you read, write, email, or tell someone else. You need to check the specific details, make sure they're there, and that they're correct. If you give someone verbal instructions, ask the person to repeat them back to you so you know they understood them correctly. You might even want to ask them to write down your instructions and then read them back to you. Don't assume anything. Every communication could easily be screwed up in this period. Second, if you're sending out instructions or information via email, please look it over before you send it. Don't press send and then realize you sent out the wrong details or forgot to include them at all. That will only create more confusion. Third, when you're communicating about anything, ask yourself these questions. Does this person or audience need some background information to understand what I want to communicate to them? Or is there anything in this information that could be confusing, misleading, or deceptive? If so, clarify your information before sending it out. Fourth, are your computers, printers, emails, faxes, or telephones going bonkers? Holy cow, this is all part of this Mercury retrograde. Generally, whatever is wrong is very hard to pin down, and this can be quite frustrating. So here's what to do. First, be flexible. Think of a different solution that doesn't involve that piece of equipment. Use a different computer, printer, fax, etc. Second, change your energy and your story about the equipment. Stop berating it for misbehaving. Hey, I know what's going on out there. Start encouraging your equipment. Tell it that it can do it. Now, does that sound crazy? Did you know that computers and other equipment pick up your vibrations and react to them? Give them some positive energy. Usually the reason they break down anyway is from your own anxiety or stressful vibrations. So take a few deep breaths to release that energy and your equipment will work a lot better. Remember to do yourself a huge favor and schedule less than you usually do. That way you'll have time in your schedule for the surprises that pop up, and you'll be able to catch up, which is one of the primary purposes of this period. This time is also excellent for making repairs or fixes of all sorts and for garage or yard sales. One other thing to remember about this Mercury retrograde, someone may say something that hurts you or brings up an old wound, and if this happens to you, the universe is doing its part to help you release an old wound that needs to get healed. Often with a deep wound, we heal it in layers. So if this comes up now, find a way to heal and release it. Next week, my guest Denise Montalvo will be with us, and she will share tools for this type of work, for releasing old wounds from traumas. Lastly, you may as well laugh about the incredible number of challenges that are happening now. It's a lot better than being frustrated or upset by them. When you see another Mercury retrograde mess, just remind yourself, it's not personal. This is the universe trying to slow all of us down and teach us something about how to communicate in a more effective way. So pay attention to the lessons because they're important. Next, I want to mention the new moon, which is occurring on Sunday, May 24th. And what's getting started then is hidden behind the scenes, at least in Washington, D.C. Now, this suggests that a lot of closed-door political meetings with decisions that will be announced later are occurring. So whatever these meetings and decisions pertain to, their impact actually is to lead us toward our future in a positive way. But expect in the meantime that we'll get misleading information about what's going on. And be sure to check all information with your guts, your intuition, because your body will know the truth when it hears it. Now, with this new moon, the stock market looks like a wild card with questionable outcomes. It has some positive potential, though, so this period could show some positive gains. And if we get positive gains, it's a great time to sell. Remember that, selling opportunity. So watch for situations in the stock market that could be positive for you if you're looking to get out. Also, issues related to contracts and partnerships could also be at the top of the list with this new moon. So watch for situations where balance between details and logistics and the overall picture is needed. Now, Monday is Memorial Day, and of course, here's what I want you to remember this weekend. Holiday weekends are always tough periods for accidents. This one is even more so than usual. It's easy to be confused about something and to have an accident. So please, don't drink and drive. Be clear on where you're going before you leave for your destination. And if you become confused, pull over or off the road and take the time to read a map or your directions instead of trying to do it while you're driving. And for heaven's sakes, be sure you take a map with you. Remember, the Titanic set sail during Mercury retrograde without binoculars, the one item that might have prevented it from colliding with the iceberg. So slow down and be clear about the details. Stay focused and alert, and you'll be fine. Now, what's the good news about this holiday weekend? It's a great time to dream a new dream, create a new vision, or use your imagination. I'm going to talk about this in depth in the next segment, but for now, anything that helps promote your imagination or vision is a great thing to do this weekend. Go see a movie if that's on your list, or start journaling about your dreams or visions every day. Make a vision board with pictures of what you want in your life. Tune into your imagination, your intuition, or higher guidance. I hope you will go for it. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week, the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. To get your copy for the coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com to get your copy. Just look for it under What's New on the home page. Now, I know we're headed to a break, and do you know how you can create a new vision that will help heal yourself, the earth, and others? When I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about new visions for healing. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about new visions for healing. I'll give you some tips for how to use this vital period we're in to envision new ways to heal the planet and ourselves. And that includes our economy and the financial system. And I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, it's hard not to notice that the economy is in trouble. Automobile companies are failing. The banks that we taxpayers have bailed out are still not lending at a normal rate. Our gasoline prices have gone up 25% in the last 2 months, and unemployment is very high. For such a tough situation like this, we can be thankful that the universe is now bringing us a major set of energies that will encourage us to envision new ways to heal ourselves, the economy, and the Earth. This is the cycle of Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune, all conjunct together in Aquarius. This particular cycle hasn't occurred since September 22nd, 1945. That's the last time these three characters last got together, right after World War II. Now, back then, the world was sorely in need of healing, and this energy helped to create the United Nations and other plans to help to heal the war-torn world. Now, this is the energy for planting new seeds to heal the world. This time, our world is ravaged by economic and energy crisis, an enormous population, and what appears to be not enough natural resources. We face issues related to greed and corruption on an enormous scale, and all of these issues impact our daily lives, even if we're not aware of it. Beginning today, this cycle is peaking for the first time since 1945, and it's peaking from May 22nd through May 28th. Now, these three characters, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune, are all about creating new visions that can heal. Jupiter and Neptune are about expanding your vision. What are the possibilities? These two planets are incredibly expansive, and they love to look ahead and reach for the stars. They're all about what vision you hold for yourself, your community, and all aspects of your world. Now, Chiron, and that is spelled C-H-I-R-O-N. Chiron was the wounded healer, a centaur who was immortal. He was born of the gods, but they rejected him since he was half horse. So he went off and raised himself in a cave. He actually became the most knowledgeable teacher of his time. He learned about literally everything that was available then. He knew math, music, herbs, astrology, all forms of healing, and all the knowledge that was available back then. Eventually, he became the teacher to the children of the gods and taught kids like Atlas and Hercules. In other words, Chiron transmuted his wound of being rejected by his parents so that he became a valuable member of their community. Now, I'm bringing this up because there are lots of wounds that need to be healed now. The energy is about transmuting the wounds we've created and finding a way to heal them. We need to start with a new vision of what's possible. And here are just a few examples of wounds we need to heal as a planet and a people. Beginning in the Middle East and spreading worldwide, we need to heal all forms of disrespect and intolerance. Healing that would be a huge step toward creating a world that can work together safely without being in constant fear of each other. We've created this wound out of our own fears, particularly related to fears about others who are different from ourselves. But it's our differences which make this world a great place to explore, full of so many possibilities. It's our diversity which will help save this planet and get us through the tough challenges ahead. Or let's consider the financial system. Built on greed and corruption from the get-go, and yes, including the Fed itself, this area also needs a lot of healing. What's really underneath greed and corruption? Fear and a desire for power. And what's underneath the desire for power? More fear. Fear of lack of control. Fear of scarcity. I'm telling you, this is no way to run a planet. Is it possible to grow a new economy that's not based on fear and scarcity? It's definitely possible. But in order to do that, we need to let go of our fear and our belief that we live in a scarce universe. The universe is not scarce. The universe has so much energy that it's impossible to run out of it. Do you know what you can create from energy? Everything. Absolutely everything in the universe is created from energy. So here we are. We've mastered creating scarcity in an abundant universe. That's pretty crazy if you ask me. How did we get ourselves into this situation? With thoughts and feelings about fear and scarcity. These are deeply held thoughts and feelings in our society. So let's start with a new way of thinking and feeling. By now, if you've been listening to this show, you probably have gotten the idea that no matter what we're thinking or feeling, we're creating more of that in our world for us and for everyone else. So what we're thinking about, talking about, and feeling these days are doubly important. Pay attention to your discussions with others because that is the vision you are planting for our future. Now let's get back to the financial system. A new financial system that can regrow our economy cannot be based on misuse of power to help only a few. We now find ourselves with a very different situation. The banks owe their ability to be in business to us, the average taxpayer. Wow, that's completely different. Or is it? The financial system was always dependent on the millions of people who deposited money into the banks and investment firms. It's just that those millions of people were not organized enough to understand the impact they had on the economy. Now we're organized in helping the banks as taxpayers. The government did the organizing for us. So a new financial system has to reflect this change. It can't be based on screwing the little guy any longer. If there was any lesson in this huge mess, it's that whatever we do to others, we do to ourselves. Ah, that old golden rule. The banks are learning this lesson in a very hard way. They nearly went belly up over this lesson, and if we taxpayers had not bailed them out, the financial system would have collapsed by now. Now, there are many areas that need healing in our country, in our communities, in our schools and workplaces, and in our homes. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are all together at 26 degrees in the sign of Aquarius, the sign of our new age. Aquarius is about being fair to everyone. It's about equal rights and equal treatment for everyone. It's about organizing ourselves in new ways, using democratic principles to govern ourselves without behind-the-scenes manipulation. Aquarius sees the needs of the many as being more important than the needs of the few. And it wants the many to have a role, a voice in the way decisions are made. So how can we use these amazing energies to create a new vision, new possibilities that can transmute and heal our many wounds? First, we have to remember how we're always creating whatever we see before us with our own thoughts and feelings. So start envisioning an abundant world that supports everyone, not just the few. We've already mastered creating scarcity in an abundant world. Imagine how much better it would be if we could master creating abundance instead. Second, we can't give up our power to a few people to make choices for us. That leaves the door open for those few people to be bribed and corrupted. We've already been down that road and it hasn't worked. It's important to pay attention to the decisions being made by Congress, our states, and communities. When we fail to do this, we give away our power to create a much better world. We need to pay attention. I know you're busy. Get together with your friends and family members. Have each person choose to monitor an important issue related to something that they're interested in. Then they can inform the rest of the group when something important is happening. Usually you can forward a petition or something that can be done quickly so your voice is heard. Third, with Mercury still retrograde and square to this group, we're still in confusion about what we want and how to get it. But these energies are a great time for tuning into your higher self, your intuition, or your higher wisdom. It's a great time to listen to your messages from the universe. And when you do this, you'll gain clarity about what direction to take for yourself and what vision to follow for you, your community, and how that vision supports the rest of the world. Fourth, with Mercury square Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune now through June 15th, this is an amazing period for allowing our imagination to soar and bring us completely new visions for our future. Do whatever helps you to work with your imagination. Do you like to meditate, dream, paint, write, sculpt, or work with your hands? Do you enjoy moving meditations like yoga or walks? Whatever way you connect to your creativity and imagination, do more of that for the next 3 weeks so you can grab the ideas that are waiting for you. And remember, now is the time we're seeding new visions for our future. Your idea could be the one I need for my next project and so forth. We all have a part to play in creating our future. Lastly, remember this when you're tuning into your vision for the future. You do not need to know how to create anything. You only need to know what you want. Forget what you've been taught about making things happen. Instead, set your intention and allow the universe to help you. Tell the universe, here's what I want. Show me my next step and keep me in trust that you're guiding me to create this. This time, for seeding a new vision will be with us in various levels of intensity throughout the rest of this year. So this is just the beginning of those new visions we're seeding for our future. Give your energy, money, and attention only to what you want. Forget the things you don't want. No matter what we're focused on this year, we'll all be planting the seeds of our future. So let's make sure it's a positive one. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4 feet 9 and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Bellagenza.com. BELEGENZA.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, M-C-E-L-R-O-Y.com.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your date, time of birth, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. Valerie, do we have any callers?
Yes, Madeline. We have Kathleen on the line.
Okay.
Okay, Kathleen is calling from Seattle, and she was born in Atlanta at 12/25/56 at 6:48.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, that's PM, Madeline. 6:48
PM?
PM.
Oh, not AM. Okay, let me fix that real quick. 10:34 p.m.
No, 6:48 p.m.
Okay, hang on a second here. I think I've got the wrong chart pulled up. Okay, let me see. Okay, yes. All right, so let me get that right. Yeah, I did have 6:48 p.m., yep.
Oh, good. Atlanta.
Talk about Mercury retrograde square Neptune. We are having fun today. Okay, so now... tell me what's going on there for you.
Well, a lot of things, career-wise, love-wise, relationship-wise.
So let's narrow it down to one question that you want for today.
The Pluto sitting on my sun right now.
Pluto is sitting on your sun. Oh, yes, so it is. It's not actually quite there yet. So I wouldn't count that until later in the year when it gets to be within 1 degree, but it's close. So let's just talk about what it's going to be when it gets there. It's not quite there yet.
Okay.
When it gets to at least, it needs to be within 1 degree to really be happening. But Pluto on your sun is about transforming your core self. So frequently, this can have a feeling as though you've been hung up to dry, so to speak.
Tied to the whipping post is more what it feels like.
Oh, whipping post, oh boy, that's not too good.
No.
and the universe is wanting you to give up something that you think you cannot live without. Pretty much, you're not going to get your life back to anything that feels good to you until you do. I always encourage people to cooperate fully, because the first time it comes through and starts talking to you, it'll tap you on the shoulder, and then it'll get to be a punch, and then the next thing you know, it'll be a 2x4 over your head.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage people to really pay attention and cooperate. You know, don't resist. It's normal to go into resistance mode when you have a Pluto type situation. This can manifest in ways such as power issues. Has anybody come along and tried to make you change, do something their way?
Well,
does that happen?
Yes. The system, basically. I taught for 20 years, and a couple of years ago I resigned because the school district and I just didn't see eye to eye on the way to educate the kids. And so I've gone off into planning my own learning center and tutor and teach and on my own schedule. And that's kind of interesting. I feel a little bit lost there, though, because I've been so tied into the system.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And so that. You said that my Uranus in Leo is trying to have me let go of something. Any clues as to what that might be, besides my query?
Did we talk last week? Or
no.
No. When did we talk about that?
Just a second ago, you mentioned Uranus is wanting me to let go of something.
That wouldn't have been me. I was talking about Pluto on your sun.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you.
Yeah. No, Pluto on your sun is all about transforming your core self, and the purpose of it is to become more of your authentic self. And so it wants you to let go of something that you think you really just can't live without it, that it's really, really vital to you. But it's really what it is. It's an old pattern that's not serving you in some way. And it probably has to do with your work. You know, it's definitely related to your day-to-day life, which generally for most people is their work, their day-to-day work.
Well, it's in the sixth house of work, service, and health. And so
right. And this will be stronger, you know, next year. You know, at the end of this year and next year, it'll really be dancing around it. So, you know, if you want to focus on how to deal with that in a positive way, you need to look at the situations where somebody is trying to remake you or force you into something as some kind of a situation where the universe is trying to talk to you.
Well, that's exactly what happened between me and the school district, is they wanted me to do it one way, and I couldn't do it that way anymore. And I just said, no, I can't do this anymore.
Right, but that's not right now. That happened earlier, right?
Correct.
Because it happened a couple of years ago. So that's not related to this Pluto transit.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, but, I mean, it could be that you need to make some changes in terms of your own patterns, such as relying on an outside structure, just as an example, for your new learning center.
And the second planet that I'm concerned about is Saturn. It's been in Virgo, and it's about to go into Libra and conjunct my North Node and then eventually my Moon. And
I tell you what, I think we should let another caller get some time in today. But give me a call back next week or the week after, and we can talk about that, okay?
Thank you so much, Matt.
You're welcome. Take care and have a great weekend. Valerie?
Yes.
Do we have another caller?
Oh, yes. We have Leah. She's calling from Seattle. Her birthday is the 19th of December, 1953. She was born at 1:59 p.m., I believe, in New York. We might need to check and ask her what it was, a.m. or p.m. I'm pretty sure she said p.m.
Okay. Hi, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good. How can I help you today?
Well, I have been dealing with a lot of exhaustion for months.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. I'm just wondering what's in my chart.
Yeah. You know, you're kind of set up for exhaustion when you're not taking good care of yourself. Have you been over-exerting yourself in some way?
Emotionally, I'm taking care of my dad and his wife, and he's got Alzheimer's and diabetes, and I'm working
wow.
full time.
Oh,
and
wow.
there's no end to that, really.
Right,
he's
right.
been in the hospital 7 times this year, and he needs a lot of
oh,
stuff.
Man.
It's more emotional for me than anything, you know.
Right,
but,
right.
I took the week off, so I did some gardening and bird watching, and I'm trying to relax, right. but... I still just have this heaviness.
Right. Have you got a naturopath or somebody that you could work with on replenishing your adrenal?
I am going to my acupuncture as we speak.
Oh, very good. And you might ask, you know, sometimes acupuncturists also sell herbs, and you might see if there's anything that they recommend for, you know, your
adrenal
being low.
Okay.
You are kind of naturally set up to have sort of dissipate your energy or scatter your energy when you're overextended.
Yeah, I think I've got 4 Sag in my sign.
Well, you've got Mars conjunct Neptune in your 6th house, you see. So it tends to be, and so it can be something that's hormonal. Can also be something related to having too much sugar, and then your body just kind of, you know, goes into sugar shock and doesn't do so well. You know, it dissipates its energy.
So do you see anything coming in the next quarter or half a year around health issues or any relation family stuff?
Well, actually, you have got this great Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune conjunction trining your Mars and Neptune now, which is a wonderful way. It's like a great opportunity for healing.
Okay.
And expanding your energy. So this, if you can do something to give yourself enough time to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's really hard when you're in that situation. I have parents that are very elderly and need a lot of care. But
yeah.
When you're in that situation, you need to have some boundary that basically says, this is my time. It might be the first hour of the morning every day. And every day
right.
I'm going to take this hour for myself, and I'm never going to violate this unless it's an absolute emergency. I'm going to the hospital with my parents or something like that, you see.
That's a good idea.
You know, and so, you know, and you can use that hour for exercise, for meditation, for yoga, for, you know, taking a walk, you know, however, whatever you most find rejuvenates you the best.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm hearing our music, so I hope that was helpful to you. And
yes.
Yes. And thank you so much for calling in, Leah.
Thanks
Give us
for
a call
being
back
there,
another time. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit denisemontalvo.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Now, just a quick reminder that if I didn't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. Valerie, do we have some callers?
Yes, we're going to take a call from Jared that's calling from Kent.
Great.
Jared, you there?
Yes.
Hi, Jared.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No, you're welcome. I just want to double-check your birth data. I have July 8th, 1956 at 7 p.m.?
Correct.
Exactly, is that right?
Correct.
And New Bedford, Massachusetts?
Right.
Okay, great. So how can I help you today?
I just want to know anything about finances. Finances.
Okay, so what's happening to your finances?
They're not too good.
Not too good. Are you employed?
No, not at the present, no.
Are you self-employed?
Yeah, you could say that.
Are you seriously self-employed or sort of self-employed?
I'm a self-contractor, so I'd be self-employed.
Okay, yeah. Great. All right, that's good. Okay, so let me look here. You actually have some positive energy in your financial area right at the moment, but...
So that means I should go buy a lotto?
Actually, that might be a good idea, actually. Yeah, that could actually work for you. You have an unusual type of, I don't know if it's that unusual, but I you know, your way of getting money is to get it in what I call erratic spurts.
Okay.
You know, where you get a sort of a big bunch and then
right.
you don't necessarily know when the next batch is coming in. Is that how you how
yeah, that makes
works?
Sense. Yeah.
So you actually have Jupiter, Neptune, and Chiron all together right now in visiting your financial arena, which can be helpful. It means that there can be growth. This year, you should expect to find some because they're in a nice position trining your Venus, and that should help you get work.
Now, will they stay there for a while? Those
yeah,
planets?
For the rest of the year.
Oh, okay.
So they should help you bring in work. Challenge you have with it is opposite another planet in your eighth house, Pluto. So that is a little bit challenging in the sense that you may have people in power that are not necessarily predisposed to helping you, or they may feel threatened by
okay.
you. Has that happened to you at all lately?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So one thing you want to do with that is just to make sure you know, when you recognize it, just reassure the person that you in no way are after their job or their work or anything like that. You want to support them in whatever way you can.
Okay.
You know, you just want to bring it up because you're the one who is being challenged.
Okay.
In other words, you're the one who's losing out if you don't bring it up.
Okay.
Okay, so you know, tell the person, you know, that you really want to support them in whatever way they can, and, you know, just to let you know however you can best do that.
All right.
Yeah. And you should be getting some money, so good luck with that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling, Jerry.
All right.
Bye. Okay, Valerie, do we have another caller?
Yeah, we're going to take Anne. She's calling from Issaquah.
Great. Hi, Anne. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Anne.
Hi, Madeline.
Glad you could make it.
I loved your show.
Oh, thank you.
You help so many people. And can I say I get your update, like an email update?
Yes.
Loaded, boys and girls, loaded with good info. I'm so pleased that I did it.
Oh, I'm so glad you have it. Yeah, there's a lot of great information in the email updates and the quarterly newsletter.
Yes.
Really.
It's important. It's fun. I love what you touch. I love what you do.
Oh, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Okay, girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. So how can I help you today?
You're going to point me in the direction of a job opportunity, some money opportunity. I left a marriage late last year, so I'm starting
okay.
over, and I've got two wee ones. And
okay.
I've got some money to coast now, but I needed a money opportunity.
Okay, and what kinds of things have you been doing in your career?
Well, I've taught karate. I've done
oh,
some
wow.
martial
uh-huh.
arts. But, you know, I don't teach black belts. I teach the children.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very comfortable with that. I'm. Can I say that I enjoy jewelry making, so I'm sort of artistic?
Okay.
Okay. The artistic thing. I'm mulling over actually being a school bus driver because I've got two kids in school.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, what I see going on here
yeah.
are a couple of things. One of them is that there's a change that, like, there's a big opportunity right now for you to make a fairly major change to your career.
Cool. Good.
And something that, you know, would be a pleasant change for you. I mean, this
yep.
is not like a beat you over the head kind of thing. This is a nice opportunity to do something that would, you know, liberate you, basically,
yes.
in some way.
Okay.
Yeah, so this could be a really excellent time for you in a lot of ways.
Okay.
And that'll happen even stronger next year.
Okay.
In other words, you know, you might just get a little taste of it this year, and then next year it'll really solidify.
Okay.
And the other thing that's been happening, and actually I think you're telling me a lot about it just in terms of what's happened, but you've been undergoing a fairly significant transformation
Huge.
Of structures in your life.
Yes, yes.
And that's not bad. I mean, that probably resulted in changes, particularly to your marriage. Or
yes,
your,
absolutely.
Yeah, right. And that's an important thing because you're undergoing changes to yourself. yourself.
Yes.
You see, and when you are undergoing changes to yourself, which I have to admit is, this is a rather challenging period for a lot of people because we're all undergoing fairly rapid changes.
Yep.
You know, and so if the partner that you're with doesn't dance with the change, it's very hard. You can't keep the relationship going for any length of time.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. It was, I'm so proud of myself, even though I'm still licking a few wounds. I'm so proud of myself for exiting that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay.
So now you need to be a little bit careful now about money because there's a tendency for it to sort of come in and just sort of flow out.
Yep.
Okay.
I can relate to that. And I'm working on my affirmations around that.
Very good.
And
so I would focus on trusting the universe to keep it flowing in. And whenever you're paying your bills,
yes,
pay them in joy and gratitude so that the money comes back to you multiplied.
Okay.
The money flowing out to other people, circulating out to other people so that they can become prosperous.
Right.
And that it comes back to you multiplied.
Okay.
This for every bill you pay, whether you pay it online or you know, by telephone or write a check, whatever it is. Whenever you're, you know, buying anything or anything like that, I would be sure you do that.
Okay.
Okay. And thank you so much for calling in and for that great plug. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's fantastic. And if people can still get it, you should tell them about it.
Yes.
I brag about you all the time.
My email updates and newsletters, and they're always available. They go down in price throughout the year, and it's a great opportunity. On my website at askmadeline.com. Just click on the Polaris store, and you can order them for 2009. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For calling in, Anne.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. Prime your prosperity pump by donating to others or to good causes. Anytime we donate to others, we're literally saying to the universe that we have more than enough. It tells the universe that we trust it to bring us more. And this vibration is what triggers the universe to send us more money and more energy. Donating literally primes the pump of our prosperity so that we can receive more. When you donate, ensure that doing so brings you joy. That will ensure your money comes back to you and you don't drain your money. You can donate anything, time, money, old items you no longer need or want. It all counts toward bringing you more prosperity. And during our Mercury retrograde in progress now through May 30th, this is an excellent time to recycle old items to others. So donate. Next Friday on May 29th, I have a special guest, Denise Montalvo. She'll be talking about new techniques for healing emotional trauma. Remember all that healing I mentioned earlier? Be sure you tune in to discover the many ways we can heal small and serious traumas in much less time. That will really help increase your prosperity. In the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get one of our 2009 Good Timing Guides and sign up for our Good Timing newsletters and email updates. That will allow you to work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Or you can call us toll-free to order or arrange a consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.